This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think we use our airwaves right now to clear the air. Everyone can use this 100,000 watt radio station to say they're sorry for something.
Okay. Not they're sorry, not sorry. You should actually be sorry. Okay.
Just be sorry. Like if there's something.
It's a real apology. Yeah. Not.
Yes.
Okay.
We used to do this every once in a while on the show, and I recall this time that this person called and said they knew the locker combination of another student mm-hmm. in school, and they would break into the locker every day because a kid would bring two sandwiches to school, and they would just take one because they were hungry, and they would just take one and they would eat it.
Oh.
And this kid went all through high school presumably going, "What? There's some sort of gremlin living in my locker."
Right.
Because I lock two sandwiches in and then I come back and one is gone every day.
It's amazing that they just never got caught.
I was thinking it's amazing that he never switched lockers.
Or started put X-Lax in the sandwich or something to try to figure out who it was.
I guess maybe you go, they need it.
Well, this kid, what ended up happening is we did this on the air and the kid heard it. This is like 15 years later, hears it, goes, "Hey, I went to blah blah school in Fort Collins. Is the same person? We got him together." And it was.
No way.
This guy was trying to gain weight for wrestling.
Oh.
So that's why he was bringing two sandwiches every day and he couldn't figure it out. But he did. He was like that. He was like, "Somebody needs it more than I do."
Oh.
Wow.
So he forgave this person on the air. And it
that's
was like,
very cool.
It was an amazing moment. So we're asking you, did you cheat on somebody?
Oof.
Did you steal something?
Ooh, never.
Did you? You really haven't stolen anything.
No.
I know you fear authority, Erica, but come on.
Why would I steal? I had everything I needed.
Because Claire's doesn't need all of that.
nor do I.
Of all the reasoning in the world, Aaron, that's okay.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
Okay. Not sorry.
Anybody want to be the first to go?
I'll go. I feel sorry. In my younger days, when I was in college, I was at a bar and I found a very large wad of cash on the ground. And so me and my buddies were like, "This is awesome. We just found this huge thing of money. It's great. Bought some drinks. I'm thinking about what shoes am I going to buy? Oh maybe, God. Maybe buy those books I've been thinking about getting,
yeah,
you know,
bet.
Professor's really on me about that. So maybe I'll, And then a few minutes later, we saw the server who goes around with the shots frantic.
Oh no.
Frantic. Walking around, clearly looking
for tips or his tips. Or
it was hers. And I don't know if it's her tips or if it was the money that she now owed or like, I don't know how it worked exactly. And we left.
Oh, T-Hack.
With the money.
My heart just sank.
Everyone.
No judgment.
Exactly. This is like college and you're like,
it's not.
It's horrifying. Like, that's terrible.
I did not steal it, but once I saw her, it was clear it was her money, and then I knew.
And it grates on you.
I knew what the right thing to do was. I also needed the money, or thought I needed it, you know, but it was not mine to take, and I am sorry. To this day, I feel bad, because I don't know.
That is exactly what we want on the phone.
I don't know what happened to her. Did she get in trouble? Did she get fired? Did somebody else make it right? Like, I don't know, and I'll never know, and I feel bad.
Dude, thank you for that,
though.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
That's exactly what we're looking for. Like, you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you have something like that that you need to apologize, look at Erica's face.
Yeah, I thought of one.
If you need to apologize for something, anything, we'll take it now. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I don't know why yours made me think of this, but I have to say sorry to both of my parents because when they split up, I would spend Wednesdays and every other weekend at my dad's. And I was like 14 and I would throw fits about going. I just don't think I liked the change and I didn't like what it meant, but I took it out on both of them very badly and made my dad probably feel horrible because he's like, so my daughter doesn't even want to see
me.
But it was more like, I almost can't bear the like,
when did you
going and coming back?
When did you start to understand? Like what you're saying now, you fully understand, but you didn't understand it then.
No, probably several years. So it was like by the time our routine was really settled, of course I stopped like crying and being angry about going.
But you haven't ever apologized to him like
no.
this.
And luckily I don't think he listens.
Oh, what do you mean luckily? Yeah, you should apologize to him.
We're not great with emotions together. Oh,
so maybe we send this to him.
No. Let him come across it on his own.
Yeah. No, I'll send it.
He's got my dad.
No, there's something that's really beautiful, though, that you get it.
Yeah. Oh, I so get it.
And when you're,
I started getting it the age when we would leave him on Christmas, and it felt like the worst thing in the world. Sorry. And now I'm saying sorry to Slacker because you probably know exactly what I'm saying.
No, you know what? My kids have never made me feel bad.
No. We wouldn't make him feel bad. We just felt horrible going... Okay, you're alone now. Yeah. See you in a couple days or something.
But he probably wasn't. Did he have a girlfriend or something?
No, these were the years before that. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank God for my stepmom.
There's two more of us to go. One can go now and one can go with callers. You want to go?
Sure. In fifth grade, I had broken my arm. I had a pink cast on. And in gym class, I don't know why, we had like... a karate demonstration going on.
Okay.
And I don't know what they're called.
The sensei?
Yes, thank you. The sensei was there and we were leaving. He was handing out flyers. And with my cast, I was like, I want to see how hard I can hit him. So on his back, I just hi-yahed real hard on his back. And to this day.
Unprovoked?
Unprovoked.
And undefended?
Yeah.
And you didn't get in trouble?
No, because I don't think the teacher saw.
Oh my God.
So you just tattooed this dude.
With a cast.
Yeah. With my broken arm.
I hit him with a sledgehammer. Shivved him a couple times with a toothbrush I had whittled down in shot class.
I haven't stopped thinking. I've tried finding which which karate place. I have no idea. But to this day, I still feel so bad.
I hope
we are the worst people on the planet.
I know, but this is good. This is good to get it off our
chest. Isn't it good though? Don't you feel better?
What if the sensei calls? What if he's not even called that? And he calls and he's like Aaron,
there's
it's
a guy
all
out
good.
There that tells
I
a story.
I do hope he hears this.
Like he's at Thanksgiving dinner and it's like, you remember that year when I was at a school and some chick hit me with a cast?
Some red-headed, broken-armed kid.
And I've had sciatica ever since. Like she crushed my spine.
I had to give up karate. Remember that?
Oh my gosh, guys.
I was going to turn pro. Okay.
I remember he gave me the dirtiest look. It's
no kidding.
No, I deserved it. I deserved it. I know, but I'm just saying it's ingrained in my brain.
Theirs are both really bad. Mine just got money. I'm not that bad. Theirs are really bad.
That girl probably had to work for free.
Or she got fired.
Yeah. And I was just a kid with mixed emotions.
Oh, theirs are bad. I don't know.
All right. If you want to apologize, we're giving you the radio station to do it. 303-222-5423.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are accepting apologies right now, not to us, but to, if there's somebody out in the universe you want to apologize to.
Would accept apologies if you guys feel bad for being so mean to me sometimes.
I didn't really apologize to anybody. I have a really short one that I can do.
Sure.
There was a girl named Tamara who really liked me. And I would just, she became like my booty call.
Oh. And she wanted to date you.
Mm-hmm. And it'd be like, I'd go out to the bars, do my best, not make it happen. And then I'd pound on the door at 2 in the morning.
Everything on this.
I know, but it's like,
you'd pound
so
on the door,
cute.
You wouldn't even call?
No.
Didn't have cell phones.
Well, I mean, I sent up smoke signals. But I mean, and in retrospect, like, she was so lovely and such a nice person. And I'm just pounding on her door and she's just so happy to take me in.
Super
and like,
happy to see you.
Yes. And it's just so like, we'll see you tomorrow. I was like, maybe.
And you wouldn't.
Well, yes, if nothing else panned out.
You'd see her at 2 a.m. again.
Uh-huh.
That's so mean.
Dude, I thought this was judgment-free apology zone.
It's good. It grates on you.
Yeah, there's times because now I have a daughter, and it's like if anybody did that, I'd kill him.
Yeah.
I'd kill him. Oh, this guy just shows up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay, tell me his name.
She's so much. I think women now are a lot smarter than that. Sometimes.
I'm pretty charming.
Okay. Damn, you should.
Guess what? I just lost everything phone related, so if you can still see who's on the phone.
Yeah.
Am I taking line
this
one?
This is Blake.
Blake.
Yay. How are you guys?
We're good. What are you apologizing for?
All right. So I dropped my wallet at a smoke shop. Am I allowed to say the name?
Sure.
Okay. So it was called the Smoking Buddha, and someone found it, and they found my business card inside, and they called me, and I was like, oh my gosh. Well, there was like $1,200 in my wallet. He drove in Parker to a bank and met me and gave me my wallet back untouched, didn't take anything. And I just feel bad for not offering him anything.
You didn't give him anything?
Oh,
sorry.
Judgment free?
Here I was getting scolded.
He even apologized for going through my wallet to look for something to be able to contact.
Did you have a 20 like, in there?
Dude.
This is 8 years ago. I was 20-something years old, and I didn't think about it.
Blake, I feel so bad. Blake, this isn't judgment, but just for a moment, you were out all $1,200. So if you gave him $1,100 as an award, or reward, mm-hmm. you'd still be ahead.
But no one would ever expect you to give $1,100.
Correct, but what 100. I'm saying, the logic is,
yeah,
he could have brought you back, and you'd still be ahead if he brought you back an empty wallet, but you got all your cards, and you'd have and to go to the DMV.
I agree. That
makes me sad.
Terrible. Still to this day, I wish I knew who the guy was, so I could apologize. Like,
maybe he's listening.
If he's listening, text in to 303-222. You know, we're just going to get inundated. So, yep, that was me. Yo, give
he's
me the reward.
He's going to give you anything give now. Reward.
Or he's listening. He's like, it was 1500.
He met me off a bank off a Cottonwood Drive in Parker. You're out there. Let me know who you are.
Okay.
This is about 8 years ago.
We'll find him. Thank Very you cute. For the call, Blake.
All right.
That's really... Candace?
Yes.
Who are we apologizing to?
Oh, Yai.
Yai. You can apologize to us, I guess.
We're apologizing. Her name is Amy Whalen.
Okay. Let's just get the whole thing out there.
A friend of mine and I knew where her key was, and we broke into her house, and we stole a bunch of her clothes, and the worst part was we wore them to school.
And you would just...
What?
Did she know... Would she go, that's my blouse?
She was very timid and shy.
Did she have great style? Why were you doing this?
Or is it just...
Well, she came from a wealthy family, so she always had really nice stuff.
And you were just mean girls.
And we were mean girls.
Oh, I hate when you realize you were the mean girl.
To her, yeah. It was only to her, and it was only that one time, but I feel awful about it, and I always have.
This is good.
This is exactly what this is for. So.
I hope that she hears this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope she does too.
Yeah. Wow. You owe her some stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't need the money, but it's just that.
Right, but it's still so invasive to have someone go through your things.
I don't know how many more I can do.
Yeah, I feel itchy.
Gabriel?
Yai.
Go ahead and apologize. Who are you apologizing to?
I'm apologizing to Ashley. And I never even really told her. But towards the end of our relationship, it was about a 2-year relationship, we stopped hanging out as much, stopped texting as much. And I could just kind of tell there was a buffer between us. And I was an insecure guy at the time, so I thought she was going to cheat on me first. So I went to her best friend's house and ended up sleeping with her. And I'm just going to let the cat out of the bag. I was a real dirt bag then. So
wait, does Ashley know that you slept with her best friend?
After like a year after it happened, she found out and they're no longer best friends.
Wow.
And you
know what, though?
You torpedoed everything.
But that was not just on him. The best friend could have gone, what are you doing?
Just break up.
I know, but the best friend also could
You're
have
right,
gone,
You're
no
right, she's
chance.
A dirtbag.
Yeah.
But now you know how stupid that was, right?
Wait, say that again?
No, I want to believe that's somebody in the background laughing.
I think it is.
Yeah, okay. As long as you're making amends, so we'll accept the apology on Ashley's behalf. One more.
Okay.
Jenna?
Yai.
Apologies. Sorries.
So I feel really, really bad even sharing this because I never apologized to my brother, I don't think. But I was probably sixth grade, and my dad had bought my mom this, like, really expensive bracelet. And I was, like, mesmerized. I wanted it. I wanted to wear it. I wanted to have it. Oh. So I snuck into her room, and I took it one day, and I wore it to school. And she noticed it was gone. It was, like, Saturday the next day. She noticed it was gone. She woke us up out of bed. So my brother was in, like, some boxer shorts. She lined us up, and she's like, you know, where is my bracelet? What happened to it? It was here. Who took it? And my brother had been in a lot of trouble recently. He had been stealing things. He had been just generally getting in trouble, being a rowdy teen. And she assumed it was him. And I stayed quiet. And he got kicked out of the house in his boxers because he got angry for being accused of it. And so he flipped out, and I just kind of stood there and watched it happen because he created the scene. And I never...
Did you keep the bracelet?
So I hid it in a sock in my room. And like a month or two later, I went to put my socks on. And I felt something in my sock, and I thought it was like a spider or a bug or something. So I screamed, and I ran to my mom's room.
Oh.
And she looked inside, and she found the bracelet.
And she still thought your brother maybe put it there.
No, she just kind of looked at me in the most disappointed, like, mom.
But your brother got booted out of the house.
Yeah, I mean, not like forever, right?
Not forever. Okay. It was like the weekend. He stayed at a friend's house and then he came back.
Weekend?
But... Okay. I thought it was like an hour.
He's in his underwear for the weekend.
He was angry. I think he was so angry, like that he just didn't come home for the whole weekend. And then he ended up coming back. But yeah, I don't think I ever apologized to him. I don't know if my mom ever said anything to him. She was just so disappointed in me that I never looked at her again about it. Like, I didn't ever bring it up.
All right.
Well, a lot of people like to listen to us in their underwear. Maybe he's
yes, if
listening.
If you're him, text in as well. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.